Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Boy Scouts have hit the self-destruct button. We're going to be talking about what's happening to the Boy Scouts and an alternative to the Boy Scouts, Trail Life USA, on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me is John Stenberger, who is the president of Liberty Counsel Action. And John, welcome to Faith and Freedom. You have been very instrumental, we'll talk about it a little bit later, in founding the Trail Life USA, which is a Christian alternative to the Boy Scouts. And you did this because of things that began trending with the Boy Scouts a number of years ago. Talk about what happened and why you found it necessary to found Trail Life USA. But let's first talk about what's happening with the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, so it's really sad. For those who are listening, haven't heard this. There's been a lot of media about it. The Boy Scouts have neutered themselves completely in their name. They removed the very essence of who they were, Boy Focus, by removing the word boy completely. Actually, in 2019, they changed their name from Boy Scouts of America to Scouts BSA because they wanted girls to join the local Boy Scout troops sponsored by churches. Now, apparently the B in the BSA, just the initial, was too offensive for them, so they've completely neutered themselves to a gender-neutral name of Scouting America. And now they allow girls, gays, transgenders, and so it's kind of just a generic, plain vanilla youth group with neckerchiefs, sadly, and not the masculine place where boys learn manly outdoor skills and learn how to become a man from other men, as most troops now are run by women. So it's a very sad thing for America, Matt, because, I mean, there are very few mediating institutions. There are very few institutions. The NFL used to be this way. You could go to a football game and leave your politics behind. But now everything's injected with sex and politics and the LGBT agenda, and the scouting now caved and they're no different. It's sad because it's a loss for America as a whole.
I remember back in around 2015, 2014, 2013 timeframe, the scouts began going down the wrong path with the allowing LGBTQ youth to participate, which is very odd because part of the scouting motto and oath is to be morally clean.
Morally straight.
Morally straight. And so now they allowed these LGBTQ youth to participate, and then they allowed the leaders to also be LGBTQ, which just seemed insane, especially when they were in the midst of all of this litigation over sexual abuse.
Yeah. I mean, every 3 years since 2013, they've made a significant change. 2013, they allow openly gay youth. 2015, and I called this on CNN Live. I said, literally 2 years from now, and it was exactly to the day, either by providence or whatever, they allow openly gay adults. In 2017, they allowed girls. 2019, they changed their name to Scouts BSA. And now in 2024, it's Scouting America, a generic just name that anyone can join.
I remember when the Scouts were going down that way, and you have been a member of the Scouts because you were an Eagle Scout.
That's right.
You had a lot of awards even beyond Eagle Scout as part of the Scouting. So you grew up as a Boy Scout, and you reached the highest ranks of the Boy Scout. And I know when the Scouts were going down this direction, you tried to plead with them, with some of their national leaders, not to do this. But they did it anyway. And I also remember back then, looking at what happened to Canada, because Canada's scouting equivalent went down that path earlier, and they began to lose membership. And isn't that what's happening with the Boy Scouts?
That's exactly right. They've lost millions and millions of members as parents no longer trust the program. That's kind of the bottom line. And what's funny, Matt, is that the purpose, the goal, the mission of the Boy Scouts is not just character building, generic. It's to teach morals and values to young people. Yeah. I mean, what are you saying about teaching morals and values when you look at polling and look at what the modern thing is? What's the latest trend? Oh, we're going to set our values based upon that. So it's sad because the very mission of the Boy Scouts is to teach morals and values. So it's a sad statement given what they've did and how they did it. It was so pragmatic. They literally said in 2013, look at the polling. Everybody's changing. So by the
time, is that what they did? They just looked at polling.
They looked at polling. They looked at Barack Obama, the Supreme Court. They said, this is all going to change. We're going to be a gay America. We have to get with the program. Be brave for the change. That's what they said. It almost made me want to vomit. It was so pathetic. Be brave for the change is what they said back then.
And, you know, the pendulum will swing the other way. And the Boy Scouts, like in Canada, became or were are becoming irrelevant. The same thing's happening here. They're just hitting the self-destruct button. I know the Girl Scouts were upset, not to say that they're any better because they're very much pro Planned Parenthood and abortion, but they were upset that the Boy Scouts were now going to allow girls because it was going to be in direct competition to the Girl Scouts. But the train wreck continued to happen, and the Boy Scouts just one year after another gets worse than the previous year. And now when they celebrate their anniversary, their 115th year anniversary, they're going to officially change their name. What about churches? You know, you grow up as a scout. You grew up as a scout, right? And you have all this history and heritage, and you got all the medals. Now what do you do when the Boy Scouts goes the wrong way and you got a scouting troop in your church? Is that why you changed direction and you brought in something that's a great Christian alternative?
Well, we knew that that was, you know, you just pull one thread, you begin to unravel the whole piece of fabric, and we knew that was going to happen. And so that's why we initiated the change back in 2013. One thing I want to focus on, Matt, that's really important is that, and this is rarely talked about, is that all of these changes has increased boy-on-boy contact. Mm-hmm. We don't tent, as a matter of youth protection, boys and girls together. Why? Because they're attracted to each other. But yet the BSA is going to allow openly gay boys to choose who they're going to sleep with. They don't set them apart. They don't identify them. They don't make them sleep by themselves. They just integrate them as any other boy. Well, this is for sure going to create increased boy-on-boy contact. It's a scandal. They're doing nothing to stop it, and it's just a radical thing that's very hard to report, by the way. With adults, you can have more control, but you can't control boys. I mean, they've got testosterone, they've got poor judgment, and so this is really a sad thing. They know, they absolutely know that this is increasing boy-on-boy contact, and they don't care. Now you throw girls into the mix.
Oh, my goodness.
At the World Jamboree held in West Virginia, they literally, it was a requirement that condoms be handed out readily throughout the entire event.
At the Scouts?
At the Scouts. With girls as ages 14, this is in 2019 now, here they have, and even alcohol was permitted at certain places. You got alcohol, condoms, and 14-year-old boys and girls. It's unbelievable. This is an unsafe program. Parents need to pull their kids out. Churches need to reject this program. Sadly, there's still Southern Baptist churches sponsoring scouting units, and there's still PCA Presbyterian churches. Now, what they do is they say, well, our local troop, we can control it. And that is right. There are some troops doing very good work. But the problem is scouting is a collective. It's a community.
Right.
They have jamborees,
right,
camporees, Order of the Arrow. You can't just do scouting by yourself. It's a community, a world community. So you're going to be involved with other people.
Well, and they just, you know, they're just now trying to dig out of bankruptcy. They are paying at least $2.4 billion. That's not counting some of the other money coming from other insurance companies regarding tens and tens of thousands, like 82,000 lawsuits of sexual abuse. So you then took an initiative and you were instrumental in starting with others Trail Life USA, which is a Christian version of what the Boy Scouts should have been. And now what you have, over 1,100 chapters in 50 states with over 50,000 members of Trail Life USA already.
Yeah, so
That's an alternative for these churches. There's no reason to have the Scouts still sponsored in your church. Go to Trail Life USA.
And what's sad is a lot of even the Catholic parishes, they don't want to appear to be pro-gay. So they don't want to do this as a reaction. Well, you need to protect the kids. That needs to be our number one objective. And the BSA is no longer has a priority of youth protection. It just simply doesn't. And these policies make that very clear. But yeah, Trail Life is remarkable. It's a Christian scouting program. It's like the Boy Scouts in every way, only it's different. Each troop is based upon a church, so it's church-centered, church-operated, church-owned. There's 1,200 troops in all 50 states. At traillifeusa.com, folks can look at the map and see where the troops are, or with a handful of men and a couple of women, you could actually start your own troop as well. So it's a remarkable program. My two sons went all the way through it, and I literally saw them grow up. I mean, to come in as a father and have 10, 15, 20 other men speaking the same values and the same life into my sons, it's just absolutely invaluable.
So for those that already are in the Scouts, they won't lose that history because that can transfer over to some extent to trail life?
Well, yes. If they're an older Scout, they can transfer some of their badges, and so they're not starting over again. So,
well, that's good. Of course, it's Trail Life USA, and this is just part of the visionary vision that God put on your heart growing up in Scouts. You couldn't stop the train wreck. You tried. But then what you did is you created something that is even better than the Scouts, Trail Life USA. John Stenberger is our president of Liberty Council Action, and he is bringing his expertise, his vision to Liberty Council Action, which is our 501c4 sister ministry. So we're very excited to have John on board. I've known John for 35 years. And so for more information, you can go to lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org to learn how you can get involved regarding advancing our faith and freedom. lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.